Hello and welcome to Inside View, a weekly public service show on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. Thanks for joining us. Our guests today are Chuck Berry and Jamie Wilden with the Newark Moose. Jamie, it's hard to believe, but I mean, here we are talking Christmas in July. But before we get into that, kind of just a little bit of background on the Moose Riders. We'll get into the Moose Lodge itself, but Moose Riders, people are going to hear that and go, well, all right, what are we talking about? Maybe explain a little bit.
Yeah, our Moose Rider is an activity group within the Moose Lodge, and we reactivated the Moose Riders up in 2007, and basically what we do is we support the lodge and we support the community. We do fundraising to help donate back to the lodge, the kids at Moose Heart, and to the seniors down in Moose Haven, which is in Florida, and then, like I said, back to our lodge.
You've been in the Moose for 20 years. Why? I mean, what is it that every year, I want to be a part of this group?
Because it's probably the greatest, if not the greatest, family fraternity around. And you just see, you see the accomplishments that you do when you help out and be a Moose. It's worth it.
And you mentioned, I don't think people understand how much money you folks have generated over the year. It's amazing.
It is. I mean, just in the past 2 years, our Moose Lodge here in Newark has donated $1.3 million back into the community. Mm-hmm. We've done donations to the sheriff and police departments, Hope Valley. We've helped them with child ID kits, their canines, their drones program. And there's a lot of other organizations we donate to, the veterans. So it's a big part of the community that we take care of.
And you're big for, because again, I'm close to Big Brothers. I have a little. We're going out to Hope Valley, as a matter of fact. But I know you guys step up big for Big Brothers
as well.
We do.
We donate to Big Brothers, Big Sisters every year, and we attend their events just to be supportive.
Okay. Chuck, maybe talk a little bit about your role, how you got involved. You're the president of the Moose Riders.
Yeah.
I mean, did you go to the bathroom one day and somebody said we need a president, or how did that work out?
Last couple of years, my wife was the president. She became president after Norma Gerton, who was the Moose Poker Run's named after. She was voted in, and she did it for 2 years. And last year, had elections. She just kind of wanted to step down from position, and I got nominated and voted in. So
yeah,
here I am.
Family fair there, buddy.
Family fair.
Right. What is it about the Moose that you enjoy so much?
It's the family atmosphere. It's a fun, safe environment to go at. And all the volunteering and donations, I mean, donating we do. It's mm-hmm. It's actually really fun.
So what are if somebody wants to join the Moose, now I'm not talking Moose Riders, but just wants to join the Moose itself, what do they need to do? What's the process?
You can see any active member. I can sign you up on my phone right now. I have the app. It's $70 initial sign up, then $50 a year after that.
Mm-hmm. So. And then you guys meet how often? Is it just whenever you want to go down there? I mean, official meetings, or is it just, I'm a member of the Elks, so you can go whenever you want. Is it the same thing with Moose?
Yeah, you can go anytime you want.
Yeah, yeah. And it is a lot of fun. About how many members do you have? Do you have an idea?
We're over 3,600 members now.
Yeah, really?
Pushing 3,700.
Yeah.
3,700 for this group, Newark.
Yes.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I need to come have you talk to Kiwanis, figure this out. All right. The reason we bring you in is the big poker run, and you just mentioned the Norma Gerton Memorial Poker Run. Chuck, maybe for folks who not sure who Norma was, or Jamie, whoever wants to speak on it, maybe explain a little bit about Norma and why it's named after her.
Norma was a sweetheart. She was the heart of this group. Anybody that knew Norma loved Norma. I mean, she was a great lady. She really was. And she poured her heart and soul into the Moose Riders. This group here, she was president for 3, 4, 5 years. She loved doing it. So we loved supporting her.
Yeah.
And we still do.
Now, take us through a poker run. What's going to be when, first off, what do folks need to do if they want to get involved? What are some of the things that they need to know about this, Jamie?
Well, it's July 19th, so not far away. And what we do is we have our registration that opens up early in the morning. I believe it's at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
We open registration up, and then we run our registration for about an hour and a half. And then we have a great route planned out that's going to take us to a couple other Moose Lodges to help support them. And then a couple of our local businesses back here in Newark, the Cedar and B&B Bar, because they're big supporters of the Moose and the Moose Riders. Yeah. And then once we get back, we have prizes, we have food, we have drinks, we have entertainment for them. Just an overall great day to give back to the community And all the money we take in is the money that we will donate towards buying toys for these kids at Christmas in our community that are in need. Mm-hmm. And we teamed up with Salvation Army and Rolling Thunder to participate in that.
Okay, so people are going to hear, well, how do you make the money? What do you got to do? How does this work? Maybe explain how you make the money off this poker run, what it is, registration and those things.
This registration, we have sponsors. We have 20 sponsors right now. 20, 25 sponsors at $100 a pop, so that's raised $2,500 at least. Then this here, we're hoping to generate, $1,500, mm-hmm. something like that.
Yeah.
Just go in the pot. Then we'll have another fundraiser later in the year, like a spaghetti dinner to raise more. We do a raffle a couple times a year to raise money.
Now, can you register then that morning, or do you suggest people register ahead? Can they register ahead? No, it's all registered.
You register that morning when you show up.
Okay.
At the and then, like I said, we have auctions because we're always looking for donations of nice items for the Chinese auction that we do at the Poker Run. And we always get a lot of nice items that people can win.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And the famous whiskey wheel. So we have that. Generates a lot of money.
Now you got my interest peaked. Talk about the whiskey wheel. What do we got going on here? You two are laughing. Look, he's like, I didn't want you to bring that up.
Maybe I should.
No, that's all right. Go ahead.
It's just a wheel 1 through 12, and you pick a number 1 through 12, and they spin it. If you pick number 2 and number 2 comes up, you go over and pick a small bottle of Tito's or something like that. So
hey,
it's a big seller.
Let me tell you something. I got a bar in my basement. For that. People hear Poker Run. Maybe explain this too for folks who have never done it. I think most people know, but for somebody who's never done a Poker Run, because you talked, you're going to stop at different businesses.
Right.
Explain the process here.
Well, when you think of Poker Run, you think of motorcycles only, and it's not. We've had people come out in their vehicles, Jeeps, convertibles. And stuff like that, and participate in this run. But we have these designated stops that we go to, and then they will check in there at that stop, and then when we're done with all our stops and we get back, at that time they will draw their poker hand. And the best poker hand, we pay the top three poker hands. That's some prize money that's set back for the top three poker hands at the end of the day, and while they're enjoying their meal and their drinks and their entertainment and everything.
So how many stops are there then?
We actually have 4 stops this
year.
Okay. So we'll
mentioned two of them.
It's going to be Coshocton, Howard Hilton, then down to the Cedar, then B&B.
Gotcha. Okay. So they stop and they get a card at these places?
No, they won't get a card. They have a sheet that they will get signed off on.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And then when they get back, they show their sheet to the registration table, and then they will draw their cards then for their poker hand.
Okay. So what is the fee again if folks want to get involved? And is there an extra fee for like riders? I don't have a motorcycle.
Yeah,
so if my wife and I said, hey, want to hop in our cars and do it?
$20 for the rider and then $5 for the passenger.
Mm-hmm. And that's all. They can just take care of it that day and take care of it and do it there.
Yep.
Now, will these, the different places you're going to be stopping, do they have like some different things to have some fun with this? Or is it just go in, grab a drink, grab a bite to eat, just something to help support them?
Some of the establishments will have like some, snacks out for the people.
Shredded chicken sandwiches, hot dogs.
Like
last year we stopped at the Malta Moose or McConnellsville Moose, and she had hot dogs out for us. And they were super excited to see us stop in.
So. Oh, I'll bet. I mean, it's like you said, at the end of the day, it's all for kids. Now, will you guys take part in somebody else's as well, like that you're going to do with this? So if somebody said, hey, we've got one coming up in August, you guys will jump in and do that as well?
Absolutely.
And unfortunately, there's another big run out of jugs that day for a benefit for one of our local actually, she was a Moose member that was hit and run. She was involved in a hit and run as a pedestrian, and she's been in a hospital recovering from that.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another one. There was a young man that tragically lost his life on a motorcycle a month ago.
McPherson.
McPherson. Mm-hmm. And they're doing a benefit for him in August. So, and
you guys are Jugs is?
Yes.
You guys.
No. Pardon me?
Who's doing the one for McPherson? Because I want to make sure folks know where to get that information.
I believe Adam's also through Jugs.
Okay.
We'll check, double check.
Yeah, sure. I can find out.
But Adam's in August, so yeah. And we try to participate in all the ones, like Jugs is on the same day as ours. So
right.
We want the one for the young lady, Abby McLaur.
Yeah, I think so.
So But we try to give back to the ones who support us. And
you know, what I've learned over the years with the biker community, it's a tight-knit community. I mean, you guys will jump in. Again, you'll help out where you can is what I'm getting at with the toy run, like with what you're doing and these different fundraisers. A lot of times folks think, oh, bikers, you know, big burly guys.
Yeah, look at us today. We're in shorts and t-shirts, you know?
I wasn't going to say anything. But I mean, but it is a true community. And yeah, that's the beauty of the Moose Riders. How many now? How many members in the Moose Riders?
Right around 50.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, do you try to grow that, or is that a good number for you guys?
That seems to have been a stable number for us for a number of years. Yeah. We welcome anybody who wants to join the riders.
And a lot of these folks that are members don't even ride. They just pay the membership to just be a Moose Rider.
Do you have to be a member of the Moose to be in the Moose Riders?
Yes.
Okay, so is there an extra fee then if you want to join
both? $20 to sign up for the Moose Riders.
Yep.
$20, then it's $10 a year after.
Yeah, so nominal.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And there's plenty of opportunities for the non-motorcyclists to volunteer because we hold cookouts. Our Moose Rider, we hold cookouts at the lodge twice a month during the summer. So we look for people to volunteer, participate in helping with the cookouts and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. And any fundraisers we do, like we have, object fundraisers, like, you know, we will raffle off a firearm or raffle off, you know, snow blowers in the wintertime or leaf blowers in the spring or lawnmowers, things like that.
And all that money just goes right back into the community. All right. So this thing, you said, I think 9:30 to 10:30 or 9 to 10:30 is registration.
Yeah.
So then first bike probably gets out around 11 then, 11:15?
Yeah. First bike will be out at 10:30.
Okay.
So registration is 9:30 to 10:30.
Okay.
If there's any stragglers a little bit after that, we probably would not turn them down.
Right.
We would get them out.
So what he's telling you folks is get your butts there right at 9:30 and be ready to go.
And the important part is last bike has to be in by 5 o'clock.
Okay.
That way we can collect, you know, they can get their cards drawn and all that stuff.
Get their food.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys are going to have food there for them.
Yes.
And entertainment usually too, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
When they register, they get a food ticket. So their food's included. With the registration.
Okay. Remind folks where you're located at.
We are located at 235 West National Drive.
Mm-hmm.
Can't miss us. We're right there. Big parking lot, big brown building.
It's a big sign that says Heart of the Community.
Yeah.
And then, so the last one will be back by 5. So I'm just trying to, so folks can kind of plan their day if they want to do this. Hang around then and just enjoy the Moose.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At that time, any non-members, we will promote them to maybe become potential Moose members.
Mm-hmm.
We can take them a tour of the lodge and show them everything we have to offer and what's really cool about being a Moose.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you guys have this stuff on Facebook page or any of this social media? We're all about the same age, so I'm not going to lie. I don't know about most of that stuff.
Yes.
You guys have social media pages folks can get on. Look,
Mark's
pulling
his
glasses on. The other one's pulling his phone out.
You can visit NORC Moose Riders on Facebook, and you can also visit the NORC Moose Lodge 499 on Facebook. And just, you know, you can look at our activities that are going on. There's updates on there practically every day of what's happening within the lodge. Yeah.
Great lunches, great dinners.
Yeah, we have great entertainment on the weekends. The bands come in. We have a great big outdoor tiki bar that's really fun in the summer.
Mm-hmm. I'll bet.
Mm-hmm. And
I've been by there in the winter. I'm sure it's probably fun there too if you have something outside.
It is. It's just a great atmosphere.
The lodge open 7 days a week?
We are.
What are your hours if folks want to come down?
During the week, Monday through Thursday, it's 11 o'clock to 10 o'clock.
Okay.
And then on the weekends, we're open from 11 until 1.
Very good. All right. Give me the dates, times, and everything again for the big poker run coming up.
July 19th. The registration, 9:30 to 10:30. First bike out at 10:30. And then last bike in at 5 o'clock.
And cost?
Cost $20 a person for the rider and $5 for a passenger.
And all the money goes to?
All the money will go back into the community. Our primary goal is raise money to purchase toys for kids, needy children in the community at Christmas time.
Very good. Again, as always, Jamie, I'm glad you reached out. Chuck, now you've been baptized in this mess with us here at the station, so you can come back again. But I do. And this is a rain or shine event? Or do you have a rain date?
Rain date is on the 20th.
Okay, yes. So just the next day. Yeah. You've been listening to Inside View on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. I'd like to thank our guests today, Chuck Berry and Jamie Wilden with the Newark Moose. And as always, I'd like to thank you for listening. Have a great day.